There is a moment on final approach into Johnson Creek when the mountains just close in around you, the canyon walls rise up on both sides, and you realize the only way out is forward. And I want to tell you right now, from someone who has been there, it is one of the most alive you will ever feel behind a yoke. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hanger, and today we are going deep. We are talking backcountry Idaho. We are talking grass strips and density, altitude, and Super Cubs. And one of the most legendary pieces of pavement, well, not pavement, one of the most legendary pieces of turf in the lower 48. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let me take you there. Johnson Creek Airport in Valley County, Idaho, identifier fee of uniform. It sits at roughly 4,900 feet elevation, tucked into the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, which, by the way, is the largest wilderness area in the contiguous United States, covering 2.5 million acres, 2.5 million, no roads in. If you want to reach Johnson Creek, you either strap on a serious pair of boots and hike for days, or you point an airplane at a gap in the mountains and you commit. Most people fly in. The strip is about 3,500 feet of grass, which sounds like plenty until you factor in the elevation, the summer heat, and the fact that there are mountains in every direction. Density altitude up there on a warm August afternoon can push you well above 8,000 feet. And if you're showing up in a standard training aircraft with no backcountry experience and no performance awareness, that strip is going to eat you for breakfast and ask for seconds. This is not a place you stumble into. This is a place you earn. The backcountry flying culture in Idaho is something genuinely different from anything else in American aviation. I do not say that lightly. I have been to Oshkosh. I have stood on the ramp at Sun and Fun when the Warbirds took off and shook the ground. I have watched the Thunderbirds go overhead at 2,000 miles per hour and felt my chest vibrate from the inside. But the culture at a place like Johnson Creek, that is something else entirely. It is quieter, more intentional. Every single pilot there made a deliberate set of decisions to be in that place. And there is a shared understanding in that silence that is unlike anything you will find at a controlled airport. The Idaho Aviation Foundation, or IAF, has been working for decades to preserve access to strips like Johnson Creek. The IAF is a nonprofit that works with state and federal land managers to maintain, repair, and advocate for the backcountry strips that dot Idaho's wilderness areas. These are not easy places to work. You cannot drive a grader to a strip in the middle of the Frank Church. Everything comes in by air. Volunteers fly in with equipment. They grade and roll and repair surfaces by hand. They pull weeds and fill ruts and mark the strip edges. And they do it because they believe correctly that these strips are irreplaceable. Once you lose access to one, you rarely get it back. Idaho has over 40 designated backcountry strips on state and federal land. 40. No other state in the lower 48 comes close. They are spread across the Salmon River Mountains, the Sawtooth Range, the Gospel Hump Wilderness. They have names like Moose Creek and Kavanaugh Bay and Sulphur Creek. Each one has its own character, its own challenges, its own community of pilots who know it by heart. But Johnson Creek is kind of the crown jewel. It is where a lot of pilots come for their first real backcountry experience, because it is challenging without being merciless. The approach has some terrain to manage. The strip is unimproved grass. The elevation demands respect. But if you have had proper training, if you have done your homework on performance, if you have gotten a legitimate backcountry checkout from an instructor who knows these mountains, Johnson Creek will reward you in ways that no other flying experience quite matches. And that checkout, let me talk about that for a minute. If you're thinking about flying into places like Johnson Creek, and you should be thinking about it, the single most important thing you can do is get a mountain flying course from someone who actually operates in these environments. I'm talking about a real course, not a YouTube rabbit hole, not a weekend of reading, a real dual checkout with an instructor who has hundreds of hours in backcountry Idaho and who is going to make you think about things you have never thought about. Things like terrain following on approach, things like go-around analysis before you ever enter the pattern. Because in a canyon, a go-around is not always a clean straight-ahead climb. Things like energy management on a sloped strip, because yes, some of these strips are not level. Johnson Creek has a slight uphill grade on the turf, which is actually your friend on landing and something you have to account for on departure. Things like one-way strips where you always land uphill and always depart downhill regardless of the wind. Mountain flying courses run by organizations like the Idaho Mountain Flying Seminars or by individual instruction from experienced backcountry pilots. They will change how you think about every aspect of flying, not just the backcountry stuff, the energy awareness, the performance discipline, the pre-landing analysis habit, All of it makes you a better pilot on a paved runway at sea level too. There is a reason pilots who fly Idaho backcountry regularly are some of the most precise stick and rudder aviators you will ever meet. You cannot get sloppy and survive in those mountains. The environment provides immediate, unforgiving feedback, and the community reflects that. The aircraft you will find at Johnson Creek are something to see on their own. Pull up on a summer Saturday, and you're looking at a museum of tailwheel aviation that is still very much alive. Super Cubs everywhere. The Piper Super Cub is basically the official aircraft of Idaho backcountry, a tandem two-seat tail dragger with a 150 horsepower or higher engine, enormous leading edge slats on some models, big tundra tires, and a low stall speed that is the exact recipe for getting into short, rough, high altitude strips. You will see Cessna 180s and 185s, the workhorses. You will see Mall M7s with their big flap systems. You will see Aviat Huskies, which are essentially a modern evolution of the Cub. You will see Carbon Cubs, which are built to be incredibly light with serious power, and they float into strips on what feels like nothing. And occasionally you will see someone show up in something entirely unexpected and make it work through sheer skill and planning. I talked to a pilot once who had flown his Cessna 172 into Johnson Creek, a standard 172. He had done the performance planning, he had a long window of cool morning temperature, he went in light and he came out early and he knew exactly what he was doing. It was technically legal and by his account, technically comfortable, but he was also the first to tell me he would not recommend it to most pilots. The margins at 4,900 feet on a warm day in a standard trainer are real, and they demand absolute awareness now when you get there, when you're on the ground at Johnson Creek and you shut down the engine. What hits you first is the quiet. It is remarkable. You can hear the creek, you can hear the wind in the pines, you can hear birds, and after all the engine noise and the ATC communications and the turbulence and the concentration of the approach, stepping out onto that grass and just standing there in the Frank Church wilderness with nobody else in the world anywhere nearby, it resets something in you. There's a small community of buildings at Johnson Creek, some private cabins that have been flown in piece by piece over decades. Supplies are delivered by air. Everything is delivered by air. The people who have cabins there are deeply committed to the place in a way that goes beyond recreation. They have chosen a lifestyle that requires airplanes the way most people require cars. And that relationship with aviation is different from anything in a suburban flight school parking lot. I talked to a man named Gerald who has had a cabin at Johnson Creek for going on 30 years. He told me he built it by flying in lumber and hardware over about 3 years of weekends. He flew a Cessna 185, and he made dozens of trips, staying in a tent between loads. He said the day the roof went on, he cracked a beer and cried a little. He was not embarrassed about that at all. That cabin is his. He earned it the hard way, flight by flight, and he can walk out his door and stand in some of the most untouched wilderness in North America. His airplane is his truck, his grocery delivery, his connection to the world, and he thinks the people who have never flown backcountry do not fully understand what airplanes can be. Not just transportation, not just recreation, a key to places that otherwise do not exist for you. He is right. The approach into Johnson Creek comes in from the north. You're following the creek drainage, managing your terrain clearance, watching your energy. The strip runs roughly north-south, and you want to be stable and configured well before you're in the canyon, because you're going to have limited options for adjustment once the walls close in. Pilots call it committing to the approach, and that phrase means something different here than it does at a towered airport. When the threshold comes up and you cross it and the grass rolls under the wheels and you feel the deceleration of soft turf, there is a moment of just pure joy. Pure earned joy, because you planned this flight, you did the density altitude math, you checked the winds and the temperature and the aircraft performance, you got the training, you made good decisions every step of the way, and now you're here in the wilderness, with your airplane parked on a grass strip that most of the world does not know exists. That is what backcountry flying gives you, and Johnson Creek is one of the finest classrooms for it anywhere in the country. If you want to get into backcountry flying, start with the Idaho Aviation Foundation at idahoaviationfoundation.org. Look up Mountain Flying Courses, get the book by Sparky Imason, Mountain Flying Bible. It is a foundational text. Find an instructor who actually operates in these environments, not someone who has read about it, someone who lives it, and plan a trip to Idaho. Fly into Johnson Creek on a clear morning in July when the air is cool and the light is coming over the mountains and the smoke has not come in yet from the fires. Land on that grass, shut down, stand there, just stand there and listen. You will understand exactly what I mean. Thanks to the Idaho Aviation Foundation for their work keeping these strips open and accessible. Find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp Go, fly somewhere worth going.